T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Doing good. Well, before training camp starts, it seems like you want to get off to a great start, that being the New Orleans Saints. But I guess kind of when it rains, it pours. You know, all of a sudden, we kind of dejected. David Onyemata, who we counting on in the trenches, suspended for 6 games. And then this Michael Thomas news, I'm like, what? I don't know, Christian. I don't know if it's going to be a magical season. I think we're going to be behind the 8-ball. Hopefully we get off to a great start. And whether it's Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill, boy, they're going to have to be special, I think. Because I don't know if I'm around those 11 wins anymore. I still think 10, but, boy, the reason why I say that, boy, you look at Michael Thomas and, you know, counting on him not only the top receiver, but just, you know, to be one of the leaders in that room. Now, he still could be a leader in that wide receiver meeting room, but, hey, to be held accountable, you got to be available. And that ankle injury, considering when it occurred last season, that's as serious as it gets. And you talk about dealing with his ligaments and his ankle. And, you know, after undergoing surgery to repair the ligaments in June, I don't know, Christian, he might miss the first, for sure, I'd say 4 or 5 games. Not quite half the season, but that's kind of what I'm looking at right now. But I think all the fans would say, in June, is that more than one surgery you had in the offseason? Is that your second or third surgery? Or is that the initial first surgery? Because as soon as the season was over, why didn't you get that fixed January, February? I don't know. Usually I always got surgery because they would weigh the options with me. And it was like, okay, if you think rest is going to help and then it doesn't help, then you – for sure, you're not going to be available to start a season. Where if you do get this surgery, your chances are that you will be ready to roll. Once you start playing football, you never could be like you were pre-injury. That's just something that you deal with. So, you know, it's just a major setback because we're worried more about who's playing cornerback, who's in the trenches, defensive tackle. Now we got a new quarterback. You talk about a new receiving core. Christian, I was looking at this. If you look at lost starters, really, from last year's team, okay, that's 8 players right here, like Drew Brees. I consider Trey Hendrickson a starter, okay? Look at his production sacks. Emmanuel Sanders, Jared Cook, Thomas Morstead. Now, I can think Jared Cook and Thomas Morstead maybe overcome that. But then you throw in Jack Rabbit, Sheldon Rankins, and Malcolm Brown. And then now David Onyemata's out and Michael Thomas out to start the season. Well, I guess, you know, the third banana, you know what's going to happen next week or in the near future? We're going to find out how long Lattimore's suspended for. You know, and I think since he's never been in trouble, what did the first suspension, what did Onyemata get? 4 games and now he has 6 games? I would say, yeah. So I would say, I mean, I would think, just because you got to protect the shield, I'd say for sure a lot of more 2 games, if not 4. So that's some other bad news. We're still waiting, and with training camp getting ready to start next week. Yeah, exactly. That's another one. That's a Pro Bowl caliber special teams player who, even when they plugged in play on defense, I remember, I think it was against the Falcons in a real game, he had an interception. He got the interception, but the bottom line is there'll be a lot of different faces. And, you know, Mike, to tell you, remember we were talking about this, Christian, wanting them to get off to a great start. I think more than any other season, just from a confidence standpoint, the swagger in the locker room, boy, this is when you want to get off to that, 3-1 start instead of 1-3. I think maybe you can manage 500, boy, but I think just to help the confidence, a new quarterback and all that, you want to get off to a great start. Just to have that, a little pep in your step, and everyone's, excited. We're getting off to a great start, and you're looking forward to not only getting early and work, but to put in a great day and no one's pointing fingers. The Guardians, I don't know, sounds like Guardians. Is that like a fantasy Star Wars character? I mean,
yeah.
So that's come on. That's not politically incorrect. No one's going to be bitching about Guardians, I'm sure. I always thought it had a good ring to it, like Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, Browns is old school, but you talk about Cleveland Indians. That goes back to 1915. I mean, they were still fighting in World War I when the Indians got their name, and I knew it was just a matter of time. What it was, I think, a couple of years ago, 2019, Chief Wahoo. Their mascot. Remember that caricature they had with the big nose? They got rid of him 2 years ago. I said they're going to change the name. I think they're going to eventually change the Atlanta Braves also. Because, when you look at Washington Redskins, Washington football team, Cleveland Indians. Now, it was ahead of their time. I think this was in the 70s because when Jim Plunkett was the quarterback, the Super Bowl winning quarterback with the Raiders on the back end of his career, they weren't a Stanford Indians. And then they became the color Cardinal. Not the Cardinals, but the Stanford Cardinal. I don't know. And their mascot's the state tree. So how you figure that out? but anyway, no, you cannot use Indians. The next thing I'm hearing is some maybe individuals to get attention.
The Vikings. Vikings.
Vikings. I'm Norwegian. I'm Swedish. I don't like Vikings are because going berserk, rape and pillage, you can't have Vikings. Well,
can't have Pirates or Bucks.
How about the raging Cajuns? Oh, Louisiana Lafayette, I'm offended. I'm a Cajun, but I'm not raging, so I don't like that name. They had the Disney movie, the cartoon that was filmed in New Orleans, the background. They had this this fly character. It was like a bug that was a light bug, okay? And his name was Raymond. Raymond, he had like four teeth in his mouth, and they made him like a dumb cartoon character. And he's a Cajun. Well, I'm offended. I want Disney to take that off. I mean that's where it's going to be. Everybody somewhat can get offended, but no, y'all watch if somebody would be like, my Cajun's, my ancestry is Cajun. And I don't like raging Cajun. Why don't we can't just be University of Louisiana Cajuns? But not the raging Cajuns.
Yeah, but the Cajuns, they're not offended by anything. They got thick skin. They're not offended by very much.
I'm sure you could find some individual in this day and age.
Oh, I'm sure.
They probably have some woke Cajun somewhere that's gonna cause a thing. No, I'm just trying to make a point. I would get to a point where it's going to stop. That's what we had talked about this before. You might have to name mascots. No one have a problem. If you name it flowers or gems or something, whether no matter what you say, like you say, like, okay, we're the Raleigh, North Carolina, we're the Raleigh Roses or something. Or the Cleveland Camellias.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. But anyway, that looking at the Indians, I don't know. I think the fans, we would still make a mistake. It'd be hard for us to say, boy, the Guardians got a really good team this year. So that'll be interesting. I'm kind of waiting to see what the Washington football team is going to come up with.
Well, one thing's for certain. The Guardians did better. Cleveland did better, at least, than the Washington football team in terms of blandness. But have you seen the logo? It's a baseball with two wings on it. It's like, hello, can you get more creative than that?
So it's that. So that's the Guardian logo.
Yeah, it's a baseball with wings on it.
Yeah, I guess like California Angels, you'll never change that unless you call them demonic angels. I don't know. Angel, who's against angels? Nobody. But
well,
you know,
there are people, unfortunately. There are.
Yeah. Look, I went to school with Northwestern State University demons. I mean, when you get to a point, or how the Blue Devils. Now, what's the difference between a Blue Devil, a Red Devil, a Green Devil? The Duke Blue Devil. What's a Blue Devil? I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess it's a mascot. It just, when I think of all this, it just kind of blows my mind what we get all up in a tizzy about. But I kind of like the Washington football team helmets last year. Kind of remind me, you know, when Alabama put the numbers on side the helmet.
Boring.
But boring. I didn't have a problem with it. Well, Cleveland, Penn State, they got boring helmets when you think about it. But, you know, the one thing, Christian, the Olympics getting ready to start. I wanted to bring this up to you to show you how, you know, it's always when are the Saints to get the next Super Bowl, you know, and how you do it years in advance and Final Four and all that kind of stuff. Well, you look at the IOC, the International Committee, they already know where the Olympics is going to be in 2032. I thought this ended in 2032, the Summer Games will be held in Brisbane, Australia. You know, that was announced this week. Now,
down under.
The 2032 Olympics are expected to cost about $5 billion to host. And obviously they say the sum's going to be subsidized by tourism and ticket sales. But it's not the first time. And, boy, Australia, they got it going on. It's like almost like you'd have it in, like, Atlanta, Los Angeles, maybe Chicago or somewhere. But Brisbane, which ran unopposed, no other city in the world opposed them to host the rights in 2032, will become the third Australian city to welcome the Olympics. You go back in 1956, Melbourne, Australia had it, and I'm more familiar, obviously, with this one in Sydney. In Sydney, they had the 2000 Olympics. So that's a big feather in Australia's cap, you know, that Olympics are a big part of their future. And, you know, Los Angeles is the next time we're going to have the Olympics in the States. And, you know, I was in Atlanta in 1996. And, boy, I tell you what, it was a great venue and event. All was going on. The city was happening. People were coming from all over the world. And, you know, just getting my family, giving them opportunity to go to different events. That was something I said, hey, this might be once in a lifetime. You never get to do that again. And no one in my family has gone to the Olympics since then in 96, but they all really appreciated that.
Bobby, I'll let you run, man. I know you're with your grandkids, so I don't want to hold you up.
Yeah, and the bottom line is, Christian, I'm interested to see that how many people are going to go along to get along, or you might get fired, and what potential lawsuits about, are you getting the vaccine or not? I'm talking about if you're part of the NFL. Like even with Leonard Fournette, you know, tweeting, I can't do it.
As he far deleted as it. Actually,
yeah, and he hurried up and took that off. But you get a lot of peer pressure from your organization and all that. So we can't afford to forfeit any games, you know, how hard it is to win. So that'll be interesting to see what happens in a training camp going forward, that if all the teams have 85% or above their organization.
We'll see. Go enjoy your time with your grandkids, Bobby.
All right. All right, Chris, talk to you later. Okay, right. Okay, bye.
The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Coming back for Charles and Metairie. This is Sports Talk here on Saints Radio, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.